Still very little increase in food prices. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, as we take another look at food prices, USDA economist Ricky Volpe says they continue to be basically
flat.
Flat indeed, as although food prices began the year a little higher than last, since January we have had on average no increase in food prices.
So we're holding steady with our current outlook of food price inflation in 2013 on the order of 1.5 to 2.5%.
Although when you break it down a bit more, some products have gone up, with fresh veggies jumping over 1.5% in July.
One of the biggest gainers of all the major CPIs that we track.
And Volpe says despite the incessant rains here in the southeast, that is not the cause for the hike, as the usual trend is for veggies to go up this time of year.
And we're all still seeing prices rising from the historic lows that they reached last year. So this kind of mini surge we're seeing in vegetable prices has basically nothing to do with what's going on with the rainfall.
Any of the price effects from the rain will not show up until well into the fall. And speaking of future food increases, Volpe gives us an early prediction for 2014 food prices.
Right now, our forecast for food and food at home prices is an increase of 2.5% to 3.5%, which is a reflection mostly of the idea that we expect retailers to start to really pick up the pace of pass-through. They've been seeing higher prices for commodities for a long time now, so we expect to see a little bit quicker inflation next year in 2014.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.